Hello, everybody. What's going on? It's Jessie Lee. You can call me Boss Lee. And this training today is going to be really important, probably for a lot of you, because I'm going to train you about having an alter ego. And this is going to help a lot of you build your... I forgot that I had lipstick on my hand. I just touched my forehead. This is going to help a lot of you... A lot of you build your brand, of course, because so many of you I know are stuck in your head. You're stuck in your mind. You say, oh, I'm introverted. Oh, I'm shy. I'm all of these things. And quite frankly, I get that probably more than some of you realize, because if you meet me in person, I am very different than when you meet me on the internet. And that is because I have an alter ego and her name is Boss Lee. So my name is Jessie Lee Ward. For those who don't know me, we're going to talk through this today because this is a really important training for a lot of you. If you're tuning in live, you can drop a one in the comments below. If you're catching some kind of replay, you can drop I miss you in the comments below and we will go from there. So hello, Instagram. Hello, TikTok. Hello, literally everybody. I'm very excited to be on here with you today. So this is something that shifted for me, and some of you know the Boss Lee story, some of you don't, but essentially I came up with the idea of Boss Lee, if you nah, stay. I came up with the idea of Boss Lee because of a CEO who actually, ironically, in the middle of a campaign about how we wore these shirts that said, I'm the boss, he actually said, well, nobody in here is the boss. I'm the boss. I run a $150 million a year company. Nobody else here does. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, like, that's it. Then you know what? If you're going to stomp around here like that big boss man, then I'm going to stomp around here. And I stood up and I said, that's great. You can call me Boss Lee. And I walked out, and that's the day Boss Lee was born. But if you look really through history, there's a lot of stuff, right? You can look at Michael Jordan, Air Jordan. You can look at Superman with Clark Kent. You can look at Kobe and Mamba Mentality. You can look at Beyonce and Sasha Fierce. Basically, the idea of an alter ego is somebody that you turn on when you need to turn on, okay? It's almost that person where you're like, oh my gosh, like, what is that? You know, like, I don't even know what that is, right? And it's to help you basically... have the freedom to do things bigger and better and bolder than maybe your original personality would. If that makes sense, you can drop a yes, okay? So maybe you're naturally extroverted. You can even go over the top with an alter ego, right? Maybe you're introverted like me and you utilize an alter ego to be extroverted. So I am very business extroverted. It's an attraction piece. Jessie Lee would not get on a live video in a bathtub like she did last night, okay? Jessie Lee would not do a lot of the things. Like I'm like shy and awkward in real life, okay? But when it's Boss Lee time, it's Boss Lee time. It's time to come out, okay? So for me, that's just what I do, right? That's just what I do. And it's step by step, right? It didn't just pop off one day as Boss Lee. It was like, you know what I'm realizing is that there are tangible benefits to this Boss Lee character, okay? When I step into it, it's almost like I'm fearless. It's almost like I just don't care. It's almost like nothing really matters, if that makes sense, okay? By the way, we are still doing the share contest on Facebook, so the more times you share this video, big giveaway coming every single Saturday, so share all the places you want to share, okay? It allowed me to expand my brand because it also allowed people to see a totally different, diverse side of who I am as a person, right? And it allowed me with this correct alter ego, quite frankly, to connect my brand to much broader audiences, because some people go, she's so funny. Well, I don't know if Jessie Lee is funny, but Boss Lee's freaking hilarious. Jessie Lee is more quiet. You're looking for the silly, fun friend. That's Boss Lee. You're looking for the coach who knows bop, 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 bop. That's Boss Lee, okay? So if you listen to my podcast, you get a lot of Boss Lee because Boss Lee is the business coach, okay? Boss Lee is bossy, okay? Boss Lee is in your face, you know, no fear. Hey, you want me to tell you the truth? I'm gonna tell you the truth. Okay. Jessie Lee snuggles with her God kids. Jessie Lee is super family oriented. Jessie Lee has unbelievable friendships where she slows down, drops the world to run to them. But Boss Lee wouldn't do that, right? Boss Lee would be like, F all of this. Okay. Like, we gotta make some money, shmoney, honey. Okay. And it's just allowed me to feel almost like, yeah, cool. All right. So, number one, I guess, determine why you want an alter ego. Do you need an alter ego? If you're in business, if you're in sports, if you're competing, I would say, yeah, you need an alter ego, okay? You need someone you can step into so then you can also turn it off, all right? This can be simple. This can be like a play on your name like me. It could be a totally different personality. It could be You know, maybe you dress up almost as a character. I don't know. I don't actually change how I physically look when I switch into Bossly, but the entire attitude changes. Some of you might wear wigs when you step into your personality. And I'll never forget this, because the reason I think that I got inspired to do something like this wasn't because of Beyonce. I was inspired because there was a girl, I don't know what she sells anymore, but she was selling makeup at the time. And I found her channel on YouTube, actually. And she was so funny. I don't even remember the personality. It had a name and everything. It was like a real human name. Let's call her Carla. That's not right. But she had this personality called Carla or something like that. And Carla was crazy. She would take a makeup brush and be like, all right, let's put some color. Let's put some color on here. And she would do her makeup, and she was so charismatic and wild, 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 wild. Well, I happened to meet this person in Las Vegas, and I will not forget when I met her. She was, I don't want to say she was mean, but she had no personality, right? Like, none. Like, couldn't even pretend. Couldn't even put the YouTube personality in person. And I was like, girl! Now, since then, like, you know, the actual person whose name I won't use, but we ended up being, you know, we ended up chatting. I haven't talked to her in a few years, but we, like, used to talk online pretty often. And I was like, you are, like, super introverted. Super introverted. And she said, yeah, I had to create an entire character or else I wasn't going to be able to sell. So for those of you who are trying to sell more, does that make sense? Like, this is a very valuable live that none of you are sharing. So shame on you for your sales. I feel bad for your bottom line of sales. All right. But some of you don't sell because your actual natural personality does not attract people. Your natural personality is maybe too quiet, right? Is a little too slow. Jessie Lee's not slow mentally, but I'm not really like, I mean, I guess I am a go-getter, but like, not like Boss Lee. She's aggressive. She wants you to get in the link in the bio immediately. Like, she's going to tell you that she only wants people that are interested in making 7 figures a year to DM me. You know, like, she's a spitfire or something, man. Like, she's a spitfire. She wild. She don't like excuses. Oh, the money. Shut up. All right, Jessie Lee would not be telling y'all to shut up, okay? She'd be, oh, let's talk, baby, it's okay. All right, like, I'm just telling you, it's two totally different people. It allows me to sell more. It allows me to recruit more. It allows me to lead people more directly, because Jessie Lee won, it's okay, baby, I'll get it. Oh my God, your husband's cheating on you, and your kids got the runs, and, oh my. Jessie Lee wants to come over and save you. Boss Lee's like, what are you gonna do about it? Shut up. Boss up. Your husband's cheating on you? Leave him. Make some freaking money. Join a business. Why haven't you joined yet? Like, for real, it's actually embarrassing that you're sitting there and you're complaining about how you don't have money and you don't have this and you don't have resources and you're losing your house and you can't even afford your car payment and you haven't joined a business yet? It's a little embarrassing. Now, Jessie Lee would never say that to you. My alter ego's like, I'm literally over the excuses. Do you get the point? Like, it's completely different people. Jessie Lee's the or Boss Lee's the closer. She just is. Okay, so next you got to figure out the personality of your alter ego. Like I just kind of said, like Boss Lee is just a freaking closer. She don't care about excuses. Like, what is your problem? Like, I'm over it. Are you gonna boss up? You gonna boss up? Like Boss Lee, she out there like, I don't care. She'll leave you on red. She's aggressive. Okay, that's the personality of my alter ego. My alter ego just doesn't care about excuses at all. At all. So she's supersized. She's bigger than life. She's just a more confident version of myself. She says the stuff I would never say. You know? She says the stuff I would never say. Like, I don't know how to say this. Whatever. I'm going to see somebody. Right? And I said to him, I said, I'm just glad that you actually know Jessie Lee. And he's like, yeah, me too. Because it's two very different people. Don't fall in love with Boss Lee on the internet if you're a man. Please don't. Okay? Don't fall in love with Boss Lee on the internet because you're not going to get Boss Lee in a relationship. All right? So I'm larger than life and I'm unapologetic when I am Boss Lee. Which is precisely why people embrace me. All right? People really embrace that. All right? Next, distinct image. Distinct image. Right? Like, when Boss Lee comes out and she's got her full face of makeup on, Bossly likes leather, okay? Bossly wears the see-through shirts. Bossly wears the bigger jewelry. Bossly, you know what I'm talking about? Like, Bossly's on the stage, okay? Bossly's a whole vibe, my friends, okay? The high heels, the in-your-face, the red lip, the pink lip, the whatever, okay? Like, that girl's crazy. We all know her, okay? That girl's crazy. We all know her. But there's a total distinct image. Jessie Lee's pretty chill. Jessie Lee likes leggings. Jessie Lee's got, like, the sweatpants on. Jessie Lee wears really natural makeup looks. Jessie Lee is just la, 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 la. Bossly's gonna eat you alive. Okay, like it's two different people. Is this starting to make sense to some of you? Now, it's almost like Bossly was birthed, right? This is a marketing thing. So I told you the story at the beginning of this live. So if you missed it, you can listen back. But like, oh my God. Like, my past was shifted in that moment when Bossly was created. It was like I saw the necessity. I saw that if I wanted to take my business to the next level, I needed to create somebody. It was like literally a phoenix moment. Like the boss was born. Yeah, I'm serious. You're not going to get Bossly in a relationship. I am a quiet little submissive sweet pea. Okay, that's Jessie Lee. Bossly, I mean, we don't know her. Okay, we don't know her. That's all I have to say about it. But there was an ego, an alter ego built. There was an origin story. She had to come out. So some of you, you've got to let that side of you come out when you're trying to close people, up your sales, etc. And here's the thing. Ironically enough, I know y'all love Jessie Lee more. I know you do. You like me as a person more. You like when I'm soft and you see me and my brother, like I put the carousel on Instagram today where my brother's hugging me and like kissing my forehead. You like when I'm with my puppies. You like when I'm this. You like this. You like girl talk. You like me just chatting with you. Okay, this is because this makes you feel safe. Because I'm a safe person. Jessie Lee is a safe person. Bossly, however, will make your little ass run a business. Okay? 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 Like, it's still me. It's just that side of me where I'm like, ah. Like, you would never ask the question to Michael Jordan, well, why do you have to turn Air Jordan on? Is that an authentic version of Michael Jordan? Yeah, it's just the competitor who's going to rip your skull off if you get in his way, okay? Sasha Fierce is still Beyoncé somewhere in there. She just suppresses it because Beyoncé's going to rip your face, or Sasha Fierce will rip your face off if she misses her routines when she's on stage. You understand? Like, it's just when you need to put that side of you out and you're like, ooh, we gonna hurt some feelings, okay? It's just different. It's like, all right, I gotta put the leather pants on, I gotta put the 5-inch heels on, I gotta put the freaking lashes on, and I gotta get to work. When I gotta get to work, it is all Bossly. It is all Bossly. All right, next, you kind of gotta name them, right? So who's it gonna be, right? For me, it's Bossly, right? I don't know. I've given you all these examples of people with their alter egos. I don't think there's a single like top person in any kind of profession that doesn't have that person that comes out, right? I don't think it's possible. That's just like, you can look at all these football players too. Same thing. They've all got like somebody, like an animal that comes out on the field. This is very normal. It's just elevating the side that has to come out so then you can go back to your family. You can go be a normal person. You can just chill, okay? And so I don't care what you name your alter ego. If you feel the need to, if you're feeling like, dang, I think I need a flipping alter ego, put alter ego in the chat. I'm just curious. Okay. My outfits were hot. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. But look, you and the alter ego need to almost be completely opposite, like ultimate paradoxes. It's not even kidding. It's at the point where if you really like, okay, hold on. Let's just kind of check it out. If you've met me in person, will you put yes in the chat? Will you put yes in the chat if you have met me in person? Because I meet a lot of you guys. I'm always open to meeting you. I'll be in Canada tomorrow. I'm doing a meet and greet kind of thing at 12 o'clock noon in Toronto on Saturday for 4 hours. Okay. There's like a lot of people coming. It's like a crazy. Okay. So A lot of, okay, so there's several yeses. Am I loud in person or am I shy in person? You guys can just answer the question. I don't need to answer it for you. What am I like in person when you meet me? Because you don't meet Boss Lee in person unless I'm on stage. You meet Jesse Lee right here. Real beneficial. You're so sweet in person. You have a gentle heart. You're awkwardly shy. Hey! You're so quiet. You're very shy. You're really shy. You're very quiet. Shy. Ugh. Shy. I've met you. You're shy. I met you in New York. Guys, like, I don't... I'm not what you think I am unless you know Jesse Lee. I'm just telling you. I'm the little introvert who runs off to the side. It's a running joke amongst my friends because I'm so introverted. So like I go missing and people will go, where's Jesse Lee? And people will go, oh, she's off introverting. She's probably in a bedroom with the door closed. Ask anyone who I'm close with. It's like I'm the last usually to get somewhere. And then I'm usually the first to leave. Okay, when I'm there, I like sneak off and I find places to just be with me. Okay, shy and reserved, chill vibes in person. Yeah, that's Jesse Lee. So the two different sides are so, so, so different. I created Boss Lee because I recognized, hear me on this, I recognized Jesse Lee was not going to drive a business. Jesse Lee was not going to be top rank. Jesse Lee was not going to figure out how to make millions of dollars a year. Jesse Lee was not going to be an investor. Jesse Lee was not going to ask to be on stages. Jesse Lee was not going to do any of that stuff. But I wanted that stuff, right? Like I wanted a successful business. I wanted to coach people. I wanted to be a top marketer. I wanted to be an influencer. I wanted to have people inspired by me. I wanted to have the podcast. I wanted to have the team. I wanted to be on the stages. But my personality could not. Jesse Lee's personality cannot. Is this resonating with anyone right now? Like I think this is important. And so Boss Lee came out like I could be a mid-level achiever as Jesse Lee, but I could not do it as Jesse Lee. I had to make something larger than life. And that is why Boss Lee came out. She is so loud. She talks so fast. She is borderline mean sometimes. She is the closer. She will get on stages and tell you about yourself. Right? It's a completely different person than the come here. Oh my God, come here, talk to me. Which is my real personality. Okay? I'm glad you guys are getting this. It's just totally different. It's just totally different. And the last thing I will say, because I did order a steak, because Jesse Lee likes steak, and I wanted some steak tonight. I have another meeting to get to, is don't feel bad about this. Okay, when you decide on your alter ego, don't feel bad about it. When people go, what are you doing? Why are you doing this on the internet? Why are you posting photos like that? Why do you feel the need to stand out? Let me be the one to tell you why you need to stand out. Because people that stand out are the ones who win. Okay? Period. Loud, vivacious, energetic, all of this stuff. And it doesn't have to be loud energy. It can be just big energy. Big soothing energy is still big energy. Okay? They will crush and dominate everybody. And I will tell you, when you're in that mood to create content in your alter ego, batch a ton of content. Okay? Like when I'm feeling like a badass boss is when Boss Lee goes and gets the phones and makes a ton of content, makes a ton of videos, goes live, has photo shoots. You think Jesse Lee can do a photo shoot? Jesse Lee's poses in a photo shoot would be like, probably like hiding my body, probably, I don't even know. When Boss Lee comes out, I'm like, yeah, let's kill him. Let's kill him, let's hit it, let's go. Let me just like, okay, I don't do that in real life, people. I don't do that in real life. My TikTok personality, like it's my whatever. I think you're understanding my point. Don't feel bad about it. Be your alter ego. And you can also post as your normal personality, as you guys see. You see my real Jessie Lee every single day too. But I also know that the posts that convert and the girl in the inbox that's closing you is Boss Lee. Hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? It's Jessie Lee. You can call me hashtag Boss Lee. Oh my God, whatever. I'm not doing a whole intro. It has been 2 months since I've uploaded a podcast. If you haven't already heard, I'm over here kicking stage 4 colon cancer's ass. And I'm just going to be dumping a bunch of podcasts on here. This is apparently a podcast I recorded a year ago about alter ego. And I love talking about the subject, so I'm pretty sure it's a banger episode, and so you're just going to love it. It's also short, sweet, and to the point, and if you haven't already figured it out, Boss Lee is Jessie Lee's alter ego, and I know you're seeing a lot more of Jessie Lee online right now, so this episode is actually really timely in its own way, and I hope you love it, and if you do, whatever. Leave a review because you're amazing. Send me a DM because you're even more amazing. It's I'm Boss Lee still, of course. And check out my new website, bosslee.com. That has so much stuff on it. If you're not in the accelerator, something's wrong with you. You need to join me as your coach or else like we're never going to be friends. It's just impossible. And feel free to screenshot this. Put in your stories. Tag me and tag some friends. And if you tag me a whole bunch, I'll keep uploading episodes. All right. Y'all have an amazing rest of your day. And this is episode, I have no idea what episode, but enjoy this podcast of the People's Mentor about alter egos.